Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. How would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites. If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If in theaters May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
It's WeeWow Week.
Attention, wowzers of the world! Behold the rolling thunder of wow and wonder that is the one, the only, the wow!
What just happened, Mindy? Did we run out of gas?
I was supposed to add gas to this thing? I guess now is as good of a place as any to unveil all of the wows that we've collected this week.
Come on, let's get out and open the back of our wow on wheels.
I am so excited. Our rolling museum of wow and wonder with contributions from wowzers all over the world.
Okay, would you like to do the honors, Mindy?
Don't mind if I do. Opening the back door. Whoa! Ah! Ooh, that's a lot of wows.
All right, let's see here.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. It's me, Dennis. So, just like you told me, I took my snooping journal and went outside to observe and document bugs. But then, I started thinking about their crawly little legs and wiggly little butts and got scared and ran back inside. But it turned out I had left some fruit rotting in a bowl on my kitchen counter, and it attracted some fruit flies. They were super duper teeny tiny and kind of red and cute. So I named them. Okay, so there's Mr. Buzzworth, Doris, Little Miss Wonky Wing, Dr. Wizard, Shoofly, Brandon.
Hello? Is this Mindy and Spy Raz, the space aliens? It's me, your Earthling friend, Thomas Fingerling. I did like you said and pretended like I was an extraterrestrial and went exploring. First, I looked up and saw some large, honking flyers headed south for the winter. Down on the ground, I found some slimy dirt tubes wiggling around that might be good for catching fish. Scaly, swimming water breathers. And lastly, under my feet, I found a nest of angry burn biteys, also known as fire ants. Now, if you excuse me, I'm gonna go look for some hydrocortisone cream for these tiny pain bubbles. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, it's Dennis again. The machine cut me off. Okay, where was I? Brandon, Superfly, Deirdre, Angus the Conqueror.
Mindy, it's Grandma G-Force. Well, you never pick up your phone. I'm calling you to tell you that I found something for your ice cream truck on WoW on wheels. I did the digging project, and I was digging, and I was digging. digging and I kept on digging until I found a pipe underground. So I dug through that pipe and then it exploded. There was water everywhere, Mindy, everywhere. It got my tablecloth bed sheet all wet. I got waters on my face. And now I want my money back. And also, I love your show. Say hi to Grandma G-Force for me. How do you hang this up?
End of messages.
Sorry.
That was amazing, Mindy. Wowzers from all over sharing all of their interesting findings from this week.
Attention, Wowzers! We would like to thank you for your incredible contributions this week to our Wow on Wheels.
It's time for us to hit the road, but we'll be back soon with another week of challenges to keep us thinking and exploring like scientists.
And for more on any of this week's challenges, visit Tinkercast.com.
Until next time.
Who wows?
We wow!
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you. That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
What a week. So, Guy Raz, anything you want to listen to as we drive this thing back home?
You know, Mindy, I've been hearing really good things about this brand new podcast called Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling, huh?
Yeah, it's about these two extraterrestrial travel writers who crash land on planet Earth, and while they wait 3,000 light years for a tow ship, they set out to get to know this planet and all of the Earthling creatures that live on it. And it's a musical, new songs every episode.
An intergalactic musical adventure? Sounds like our kind of aliens, Guy Raz. Let's listen now.
Okay, I'm pulling up Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling podcast. I'm following their podcast feed on my favorite podcast app. And hitting play.
Outer space. It's big. It's cold. It's... Did I already say big?
Yes, you did, Mosey.
Okay, let me start over. Take two. An alien vacation guide. How to travel the universe in comfort and style. Outer space. It's big and it's cold, but we've got a great travel spot that will warm you right up. Say hello to the planet Mercury!
Hello, Mercury!
Are we there already? Ooh, this ship moves fast. Well, let me see. Well, Flip. Flip! Why does Mercury look like a big rock?
Well, it is because that is not Mercury. That is a big rock. An asteroid, actually.
Our ship is headed straight for it!
It is not possible for us to be heading straight for it because our scanners would...
Warning. Unavoidable asteroid collision.
What did I just say?
You said, no, Flip, look! There! It's a big rock! Our ship is headed right for it! And then I said, again, Mosey.
Turn the ship! It's getting close! Look out! We hit the rock!
Again, Mosey, the proper term is...
I can't believe we hit the rock! Flip! Am I okay?
Well, it does appear that you have stubbed a tentacle, Mosey.
Oh! Does it hurt?
You tell me, Mosey. It is your tentacle.
Right. Well, how about our ship? Did we stub that too?
Checking for damage. Nah. Well, Mosey, the good news is that our ship still has wings.
Yay! Our ship has wings! But wait, since when did our ship have wings?
The bad news is that all of the engines are destroyed.
What does that mean?
That means we are going to have to call for a tow to get us out of here.
Oh, Krasnitz. And we were so close to Mercury, too. Oh, how I dreamed of feeling that warm sun on my beak. Oh, well, how long will we have to wait for this tow ship to pull us out of here?
Well, Mosey, according to their reply, the technician will arrive sometime between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. in approximately 3,000 years.
Okay. So you're saying it's going to be a while.
If you consider 2,628,000 hours a while, then yes. So now, we wait.
Wait! Flip, we're explorers. We write an intergalactic travel guide. I say we go onto the ship's emergency escape pod and explore. What's the nearest planet?
It says here, Mosey, that we are closest to this blue one, Earth. From what I can tell, it's a rest stop covered in water.
Well, maybe a rest stop is just what we need. Earth it is, then, to the emergency escape pod.
Space dinghy.
Excuse me?
You said it was an escape pod. The proper term is space dinghy.
I'm not calling it that.
But that's what it is. It's a dinghy.
Stop saying that.
What? Dinghy?
Yes!
Why don't you like dinghies?
Okay, seriously, you have to stop.
Spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling. Yeah.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we there yet, Flip?
Not yet, Mosey.
How about now?
You'll know when we get there, Mosey.
But it feels like we've been floating on this escape pod for light years. Can't we make it go faster? Ooh, what's this pluggy thingy?
No! Mosey, don't touch it! You'll deflate the whole pod!
Whoops! Too late! Now that's what I'm talking about!
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Flip.
Yes, Mosey?
We're there.
Yes, we are, Mosey.
And, ooh, there is really cold. Oh, where on earth did we land, Flip?
Well, the GPS says, Svalbard, Norway. Looks like we're close to the Earth's Arctic Circle.
Oh, okay, that's good. Except I have no idea what that means.
It means that we are near the top of the planet, Mosey.
Okay, good note. Earth. Very cold, on time.
So, what now?
We explore! Come on, Flip! This is what we do. Let's have an Earthling experience.
Yes, this will be excellent research for the travel guide. We will write down everything we experience so the next alien who reads it will know what to expect before they arrive here.
Yes! Woo! Why does the air move around so fast here? Air, stop moving so fast. You need to calm down, air.
It's called wind, Mosey.
Hi, wind. Oh, and look at all of this cold, white dirt, Flip.
That's called snow. It's made of tiny crystals of ice that fall to the earth.
It's cold. Even my bumps have bumps. Look at these little bumps. Look. You can roll the white dirt up into a ball.
Again, the white dirt is called snow. And yes, I too have made a cold white sphere. The human population on the planet call these snowballs.
Ha! Snowballs! I love it.
Traditionally, you would throw it at a living organism and laugh joyfully.
Okay, well, what are you waiting for? We need to experience this kind of thing, Flip. If we're going to hang out here on Earth for the next 3,000 years, we need to learn how to be Earthlings.
Well, okay. I will now throw this snowball at me. Ha! 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 Now I am cold and wet.
Yeah, I don't think you did that right. Oh, it is getting cold. Wait, what's that?
What?
Did you hear that? Look over there. What is that thing?
It appears to be a white, furry snowball.
Could that be an Earthling? Look at this little guy. Wow! It almost disappears.
Oh, that's true, Mosey. It's outside is as white as the snow.
It's entirely covered in fur. Right up to its little ears.
I imagine those small ears are to conserve heat in this climate.
Why would he need such a big tail?
Mosey, I think that's an adult female.
Okay, whatever. How does she live all the way out here? How does someone survive when the cold is minus 25 in this frigid atmosphere?
What I want to know is,
what is that thing? Take a look at that crazy Earthling.
How does it live in this climate?
I know.
What
is that thing? Take a look at that crazy Earthling.
Oh, Flip, look at her face. Her muzzle and her legs are so short.
That must be to conserve heat. It's freezing out here.
Oh, look at the thick fur on her paws.
Right now, I wish I had fur on my feet. All 7 of them and my little wings.
How can an animal live in such cold?
How is her temperature controlled?
I wonder if she's got any winter gear.
Earth animals do not wear clothes, Mosey.
Her must be 3 inches thick. Let's go and ask her about it.
Very well, Mosey. I guess I have to volunteer.
Because we gotta know what is that thing. She can teach us how to be an Earthling. Oh, oh, what is that thing? Take a look at that crazy Earthling.
What do you think an animal like is called?
A white puffball?
Could it be a white puffball with legs?
Perhaps it is a white puffball with legs, a tail, and 4 paws.
Oh, you're probably right. Should we just go ask her?
Well, we must.
Because we gotta know what.
It talks!
Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I couldn't help smelling you from over there.
Oh, hello. We're professional intergalactic travelers, and we're new to your planet. I'm Mosey, and this is Flip. And you are really into sniffing things. Stop that.
Well, I am known for having a very keen sense of smell. I am an Arctic fox.
You said you smelled us from that far away?
Of course. I can smell a frozen lemming from 40 kilometers off. And that is very far away.
Interesting. Make a note of that, Mosey. Our Earthling is called an Arctic fox. Now, what is a frozen lemming?
Well, you could think of it as a furry popsicle.
That doesn't sound very good. Only with
teeth and a short tail, it is exceptionally delicious.
Sounds like it. Well, Snowball.
Mosey. She's an Arctic fox.
Fox. Yes. We're just trying to get the lay of the land around here, and I'm thinking that you can help us see what it's like to, you know, live like a local.
And not eat us?
Of course. I've never smelled anything like you before, so I don't think I'll try to eat you.
Understood. I wouldn't eat us either.
Let me bring you inside where it is warmer.
That would be great. How far is your home?
Actually, we are standing on top of it. If I just punch out this snowbank right here, we can carefully...
Wait, you live in snow?
What did I tell you, Flip? This white dirt is amazing! Let's dig some up and cover ourselves with...
Oh, no, be careful! You have fallen.
We're okay. I think I sprained another tentacle.
We seem to be in some sort of a tunnel.
This is where I live.
Wait, you live under the white dirt?
I'm sorry?
He means snow.
Of course. This is my home, sweet home. Here, follow me. I'll take you on a tour.
A tour?
Yes. Keep up now. It is even warmer down this way.
Come on, Flip. She's moving fast. Look at all these tunnels. Tight fit.
Not for me. Yeah. Wow, Mosey. There must be miles and miles of tunnels.
So sparkly.
So snowy.
I inherited this den from my Uncle Larfgard. Tunnels stretch for 1,000 yards.
Wow, Mosey.
This one is at least 100 years old.
We
use our dens because it's hard to dig when the ground's all frozen. You see, Arctic foxes do not hibernate.
That means sleep all winter, Mosey.
We need a place to stay that is warm and safe. The Arctic summer starts all warm and then we need to retreat to our complex underground den.
Up here, Flip! Come on!
Oh, I am sorry. I will slow down for you. Here we are.
Whoa! Lots of smaller snowballs! Wow!
I believe they are called baby Arctic foxes, Mosey.
We call them kits, actually.
Kits? Ooh, I want one!
The Arctic fox will move far from food. In order to find a den that is really good, we spend all summer getting nice and fat, and then we retreat with our kits to our complex underground
Flip and Mosey will be right back.
Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Make yourselves at home. My den is your den.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh, I think this one likes me.
That is Sven. He's licking you, so yes, it means he likes you.
Yes, I am also experiencing the saliva greeting.
Yes, that is Ben and Glenn and Jen. And that one there is...
Ken?
That's Brenda. She keeps to herself, mostly. She likes to eat her own fur.
Look! This one's leaking! He must really like me!
Yeah, sure he does.
I believe the proper term for that is urination. Mosey, look! The ice floors here are covered in loose fur. Perhaps I can use this fur and our exomorphic material converter to construct ourselves a warm coating that will prevent heat loss.
Yes! Excellent plan, Flip. But I didn't understand a word you said.
It means I'm going to make us some fur coats.
Oh, yes and yes! I'll take one with a sash and some big shiny buttons down the sides. And a fuzzy hood. And some of those little mittens connected with the string so I don't lose them.
But you don't have hands, Mosey.
Who says you need hands to wear mittens?
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, and zippers. Big zippy zippers.
Well, we do have the thickest fur of any animal, so you can be sure that your coats will be warm.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm so cold and hungry, and soon I'll just be hungry.
Oh, but I have been so rude. May I offer you some food? Please, stay for dinner.
Psst, Flip, she's inviting us to stay for dinner.
As you can see, I have enough frozen lemmings for all of us.
Guys, is that a little dead animal you're holding?
Well, yes, this is a lemming. It is a small, furry rodent related to the common rat. Please enjoy.
Okay.
It is very important to eat in the cold months. Arctic foxes don't hibernate like other animals who sleep all winter. So we must eat a lot of extra food to help us stay warm. Go ahead, try it.
Okay then, I'll just, very hairy.
Yes.
And cold. Are these bones? Yep. That's your little crunchy skull.
Okay, Mosey. I have finished our coat. No, this is not for you, Brenda. Though it does look just like you.
Ooh, okay. Well, I don't see a sash or stripes, but it fits perfectly. Ooh, it's so warm. And bleh, bleh. Flip, what am I smelling?
Well, I used mud and feces to insulate the fur. Also, some animal fat from the lemming popsicles. And, well, it does have a certain...
Feces like poo?
Poo can be very insulating, meaning it will help hold in the heat.
Well, at least we will be warm when we walk back.
Yeah, we need to find a way back to the escape pod.
Space dinghy.
Excuse me?
See, this is why I didn't want to call it that.
No, I actually think I can smell your escape pod.
It's called a space dinghy.
But we must be miles away from it. How is that possible?
We Arctic foxes can smell other animals from miles and miles away. I believe I can find your ship.
Wow, your nose can do everything. Write that down, Flip.
Thank you. I'll just go up and see if I can catch the scent.
Well, Arctic foxes are very peculiar creatures. I can't wait to examine the specimen back on the ship.
Specimen? What do you mean?
Remember when you said you wanted to keep one?
I didn't mean it, Flip. Put that down. We can't take Sven away from his home.
Of course not. This is Brenda. She's been eating my coat. Oh, no. More saliva. Greetings.
Flip, you gotta put the kit back.
Mosey, don't explorers sometimes bring back souvenirs?
Well, yes. But this isn't a free shampoo or something. You can't take an animal away from its home. We are not here to kidnap. See what I did there? Kidnap.
It's so cold and harsh here, Mosey. Wouldn't Brenda be better off with us?
No, Flip. She belongs here. This is her home. Here, try this. I want you to close all of your eyes for a second and imagine what it would be like to be an Arctic fox. Think about it.
Well, I would live underground in a complex den.
You would eat lemons.
Trying to picture it.
Can you imagine living in the Arctic? It's so cold here, it's almost cathartic.
In a coat of fur that's 3 inches thick.
Imagine calling home a den that's full of tunnels like a maze, and then
leaving it to your next of kin. I think I'm getting the hang of this.
You're already wearing the fur. Think about how that feels. And remember what we've learned about this animal.
They are white and puffy.
They are so white
and
puffy.
Hard to see in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
They are good hunters,
right,
with a great sense of smell.
Uh-huh.
They're peeing on you.
Well, not always. I mean, not just that one time.
No, right now they're peeing on you.
Oh, Francis, I'm a new coach. I couldn't imagine if I didn't see it that an animal as cool as this evolved into being. And then we'd be our friend today. And even though we want to say we just have to meet more of the animals who live in this blue world.
Oh, hello, friends. I have found your spacecraft. Follow me. Do you want a fresh lemming for the road?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Can you imagine always eating lemmings? Not being judgy, but it's so mind-bending.
No, I get it. A little hairy for easy digesting.
Can you imagine?
The Arctic fox's special adaptations are just perfect for its situation. Living in balance with its habitation.
The point, Mosey. Arctic foxes live in one of the most difficult places on this planet, and yet they manage to survive and thrive in their family groups. They are indeed amazing creatures. Sorry, Brenda. Yes, I love you too. But I think it's best if you stay here with your family.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, buddy. You see how interconnected everything on this planet is. When animals poop,
To Be an Earthling, Episode 1, Wrap-Up. And we're rolling!
We hope you enjoyed the first episode of our new travel guide, How to Be an Earthling. where we meet some of the strange and wonderful residents of the planet called Earth. Sure, it's mostly water and very cold on top, but this little blue-green planet is home to some truly amazing creatures. Right, Flip?
Right you are, Mosey. And if you're ever in the Arctic Circle, be sure to try the frozen lemming. Nah, it's a local favorite.
Sure it is. See you next time for another lesson on how to be an Earthling.
We are available on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
You can listen ad-free and 1 week early by subscribing to Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus and the Wondery app.
If you'd like to help us spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe.
And if you're listening on a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of this podcast. You'll find the episode notes, including some details you might have missed.
You'll also find some offers from our sponsors. Please support our show by supporting them.
Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. Thank you! Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... what does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go... tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.